I'm Drew Wright, and beginning of visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 16th of December, 73.
Not keeping Ada.
I don't know. She's kind of old. She's on her last leg. I saw her the other day. She's
really?
Last leg. Yeah, she's too old.
She looked mighty appeared out there. Maybe the way that she's been handled.
No, she's been right there. Had all the feed, all the sweet things she wanted to eat.
Is that right? She's just old.
She's just old. It's like you be. I mean, she just run her race. That's all.
Well, sorry to hear that.
And I got a young mule on the truck out there now. I don't want one to do with him.
You didn't, you didn't have any misgivings about her when she's out here, Ada?
I knew she was old, but I didn't know she was that old.
Well, the fella had her all those years.
Yeah. But she's on her last leg. I mean, just get right down to brass tacks. She might make it through the winter.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, you take Hubert A. Humphrey. Well, when he come out here, nobody expected him to last that long.
Yeah.
And look what he did.
But I got a little beaver on the trailer right there now. I tell you, I hate to get rid of him, but I ain't got no place to keep him, so I guess I'm just going to get rid of them. For some price, some money, or do something with
them. It's a little unhandy over there in your lot.
When it comes to feeding them out of a bag, rough. I can't buy no bag. There ain't nothing to be bought.
Let me tell you, this stuff I made last year, it is undoubtedly the worst stuff I've ever seen. It's just, it ain't got any substance, and it's dusty.
It's all dust.
It is so dry. I made one nice little jag, and it's buried over there underneath the door. And that's not much.
Wow.
That's the day you were out there.
Yeah.
That's the only jag I made that was worth a hoot.
Well, I just wouldn't feed it to the cows.
I can't buy no hay. I can't buy nothing. But sweet pea. I'm feeding sweet pea, oats, and bran. I'm giving them 2.5 gallons twice a day. That's 5 gallons a day. And brother, it gets down in your pocket when you got to feed them. But I can't do without them. The way this thing's looking, I'm not going to do without my workhorses. But I may have to use them to go to town with.
Rowdy
and Tony.
That's
right.
That just might be. Cookie.
You know, I didn't know I'd miss anything the way I miss them horses. Well, I tell you, and it's just shameful. They were the pretty things that's been out on this place, you see. They're just beautiful. Rowdy and Babe and Rowdy and Tony.
Well, I tell you what, I worked them quite a bit here. And that Tony, I'm telling you, they just settle down and work together. the finest that you ever saw. There's no comparison.
Is that right?
The finest you ever saw.
Sugar.
And I ain't gonna sell them if I can get, as long as I can haul a couple of whole load of cows a week to buy some enough feed to feed them.
Well, that Bob Avalant was down here not long ago, and he said workhorses were really at a premium. You could get almost anything you wanted out of them.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Are you all going over towards workhorses?
Yeah, I'll buy every workhorse I can get my fingers on. That little mule I got out there is a good plow mule. A good plow mule.
Oh.
He sure is.
They're just hard to find them.
You can't find them. I got one sold right now. If I can find him for $250, a workhorse. He don't want a mule. I traded this mule for him. But he don't want a mule, he wants a workhorse. Now, I don't know where one's at.
Oh, I see.
Well, who gives a damn? Whether it's a mule or a horse?
He does.
You don't care, do you?
I don't care. I'll buy either one of them.
Well, what difference does it make once you break them in?
It don't make no difference. But he wants a workhorse so they can ride him and work him. And everything like that.
A mule ain't much to ride, is he?
No, they'll ride you good for a mile just to get the buck for 2 miles.
You know, I was strongly tempted. They had a recital this afternoon, but I was thinking, it was so pretty the last day or two, you know. They had predicted that heavy freeze, but it didn't get out here. Instead it turned warm. I thought, well, so Sunday will be probably our last day. And I'll just call Helen and see if we can just slip in a little picnic or something. Over there, over here, or somewhere.
Well, we had thought about it, but
it was a
fitting
day.
Had a lot of problems. A lot of problems. Bad problems. I don't know if it's going to work out or not. I got some bad problems.
Cookie? Worse than usual?
Same thing. I guess you knew Laura's getting married.
Hell no.
What?
Yeah.
Laura?
That's the reason she's been so independent. Haven't seen anything of her. She just had her hands full.
Well, I guess she will. I don't know. It may be called off since he's done the way he's done. He pulled a boo-boo Thursday. See, he's supposed to went to Jacksonville with me Saturday. Horse trading. I'd have been depending on it for 2 weeks. And him going to Jacksonville with me. And I didn't engage nobody to go with me to help me, see. So, Thursday night, well, he gets laid off from work. Loses his job.
And laid off.
Yeah. So he packs his clothes and he just gets in his car and he heads up north. He got up in North Carolina to his grandmother's. And they finally got everything wound up and finally found out where he was at, and that's where he's at. He's up in North Carolina with his grandmother. He didn't tell nobody he was going. He didn't say nothing. He didn't even call me and tell me he was going to North Carolina. And he wouldn't be able to go with me to help with my horses or nothing, see. Yeah. Well, here I had to take Sarah with me. And that didn't go over with a damn.
Well, Laura probably didn't like that.
And Laura shook up. He didn't even tell Laura that he was going.
What matter? He's so embarrassed?
Yeah, he didn't have the money to go ahead and do what they wanted to do. See, they plan on getting married 28th of this month. Now, heck, she'd only known him 2 months. It's one of them fly-by-night jobs.
Yeah.
Which I'm very, very much opposed of. I don't like it.
Well,
I don't approve of it.
Know him a little longer.
Right. She had never met his people. None of them. And he had never met none of hers. He wasn't even man enough to come over and meet me. Call me on the telephone one time. That's how damn sorry he is. But I guess it's over with. I mean, for a while.
Well, you better be glad, maybe.
I'm just tickled to death. And Frank wrecked his car last night again. Well, I ain't worried about that. If anything happens, why? We just have it on this thing. I've got enough to face without facing his problem.
Everybody got enough. It only looks like it this now, Cookie. It looks like you just can't turn around without running into something.
But thank goodness I got that accident behind me.
Well, tell me about it.
I don't owe my dime. I've got it all paid.
Did the Social Security?
They come across with $900. But what's $900 and against $18,000?
Got it all paid.
I've been horse trading. Cow trading.
Well, you haven't traded $18,000 worth.
How did I get it? I didn't go steal it. I didn't rob a bank.
Why, Cookie?
Well, you never would get me to believe anything like that.
Well, I've done it.
Why, Cookie? Leo Cook.
I've done it.
You mean you just laid to and paid the dang thing off?
I laid to and got with it. I had no other choice.
So ain't anybody going to come around and tell you to get out of your house?
They can't nobody tell me to get out of my house because that thing's paid for too.
Why, Cookie? And you hadn't been at it very long.
But I got with it. I stayed with it.
I never saw anything like it. Ain't anybody seen you.
I ain't been around. I've been on the road, guy.
I called over that Jack Stokes. I thought, you know, I called over that Helen. And I just called over that. I thought, you know, I got to catch it. Talk to Jack a little bit. And Jack said... I just talked to him a little bit. First time I've talked to him. I haven't seen him, you know.
Yeah.
And last thing he wanted to do was sell me a little sweet pea. That sound like?
Yeah.
He says. I said, look to me like, your friend Mr. Cook is getting business over there. He called you the little man. Is that what he called you?
Yeah.
He says the little man. Just around here. And he says, I rigged it up so he'd get something beside these little chicken feet jobs. And that's what you told me, you see.
That's right. And he does. I made some money.
Well, you got some of them big jobs. and get mileage. You can put some weight.
I wore out that blue Chevrolet pickup truck in a year's time.
Why couldn't it?
66,000 miles from the time I pulled it out of Edstone's service station over here the last Thanksgiving Day was a year ago. About 5 weeks ago. 66,000 miles I put on that truck.
Why, Cookie?
That's right. And you better believe I've got to hand it 90% of it to Jack Stokes. He laid it in my lap. He stowed thousands of dollars in my lap that he couldn't handle.
But he could get it for you.
He could get it for me, and I could get the job done. I've got 2 loads of cows to haul for the university in the morning.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you, I can see this. Now, these little piddling jobs, like hauling my stuff, you won't pay off any $18,000 on that.
I lost money.
You fret around too much, didn't
it? It took me too long. I lost money. I did.
Unless you can get your load there and then start hauling and just keep hauling, and that's where you make the money.
That's
you
right.
Don't make any money loading.
No, that's dead money. I don't. When that truck starts rolling, is when my money starts rolling.
Yes. And all the preliminaries and the things that after that, that's. I thought you was getting so much load.
I did, but I had to carry a load. I got paid for 4 loads. I didn't back up.
Well, it's worth it. The way things are.
I got $60 out of moving them cows over there.
Well, if you didn't, I'd have to help you. I'd have to do something about it myself. Now, look here. 15 cents.
Yeah.
All right, that's years ago, several years ago.
You pay 29 for it now, or 39.
Oh, don't kid yourself. Now, that's 1.5 ounces, and this is 4 ounces. Well, 4 ounces is not that many times more than this, you see, because the more you get, the less it costs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about 30 cents worth, if this is 15 cents worth.
$1.25.
God. Just plain castor oil. Now, you can't haul for nothing.
No, I pay $1.25 for oil. When I stop at the service station, I got to pay $1.25 for my oil. All right, I got to pay 48, 49, 50 cents a gallon for my gasoline. And I've got to get $2 worth here and one up road and get $2 more worth.
Yeah.
I can't drive up to the very many stations and say fill it up and get a full tank of gas.
You can't?
No. It's getting critical.
After you leave home.
After I leave home, it's getting critical.
And on the interstates, it's worse.
It is worse.
Is that where, did you notice in the television, the truckers?
No, I don't have a television. My company burnt me up on television. I ain't got no company no more, though, thank goodness.
Cookie, let me ask you. Do you eat cabbage?
Oh,
I don't want to fix something you don't eat.
I eat cabbage, too.
I'm
right.
Not interested in you. I'm interested in cooking.
But Helen's mother and dad's gone. They went back to the country. They busted my home up.
Hell, could you?
That's fine. I ain't joking.
Well, what? I didn't hear that.
They just busted my home. They were there 9 months to the day.
And that's all they done while that's all your family done while they were there, take care of them.
That's right.
And look what they did with them.
They put them on their feet.
I never saw anything like it.
They put them on their feet. When they come there, we had to carry them in a rocking chair. And when they left, they both walked out on the run in 9 months.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. You never have.
You kept telling me, telling us to come over there, and I kept saying, well, hell, they just couldn't be as fast as Cookie says down here. They can have a little picnic. Well, part of it was the mine. But then they're bad shape, too. And when we got over there, I never saw anything like it. I just couldn't believe it.
He wouldn't go nowhere. Not nowhere. He wouldn't let her go nowhere. He is the contrariest one man I've ever lived.
He got a mind of his own?
That's right.
She probably would have.
She would have went and would have loved to have went. Wanted to go, but he wouldn't let her. She had never been no place.
Where did he get that away?
He's been that away.
Has he?
He's been a devil to live with.
Oh.
But yet, when I married Helen, he expected me to put things on a silver platter to her.
Yeah.
Well, I tried it, and you can see what it done for me.
Yeah.
I killed myself trying to do like they wanted me to. That's right. But I mean, I've got the place now. I don't worry about that. I ain't worried about nobody but me.
If you don't, there ain't nobody going to, can't anybody else do any good worrying about you.
It's like me. I know what I got to do tonight. And by 9 o'clock in the morning, I know what's got to be done. I know if I play my cards right, I'll get it done. And I can't play my cards right and stay around home.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be in circulation.
I gotta be in circulation. I gotta be at a certain place at a certain time. I gotta leave her at a certain time. I gotta be at another place at a different time.
Yeah.
I gotta leave there at a certain time and be at another point at a certain time.
Just to make your connections?
Just to make my connections and make $30 in the morning by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's them little old peanut jobs that Jack was talking about.
Yeah.
That's a peanut job.
Yeah. You never pay off your debts with a peanut job.
But I may get a call tomorrow to go to Lakeland or Tampa or Georgia or someplace and pick up a load.
Yeah.
Well, them's $100 trips.
Yeah. Now, you hauling more horses than cattle now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody told me they closed the packing houses.
No. They slowed down, but they didn't close down. They slowed down, but they didn't close down.
Yeah.
They're bringing 23 and 24 cents a pound up the country. Horses are.
What, cows?
No, horses.
Horses. Selling by the pound?
Selling by the pound, bringing 23 and 24 cents a pound. I know, I saw them sell. And run one to 20 cents and backed off.
I never heard of horses selling by the pound.
That's right, they sell by the pound. In Ripley, West Virginia.
You mean for horse meat?
For horse meat. Human consumption. Going to Pennsylvania. From Pennsylvania, they're going on into Canada.
Oh, Cookie.
That's right. Absolutely.
How much would Molly bring?
How much would Newbie bring?
By the pound, they bring approximately $600.
Woo!
Both of them. But they're too good horses for that.
You couldn't get it. When you get in the other way.
Yeah, but you got to take them for a long way to get that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Cookie, that loading, you see, I've been ashamed of that. And also that catch there where I work on cows. It'll do, you know, if you just got one cow there and give a little penicillin, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, all that stuff in there, you see, that old runway is so far gone, if one of them turns in there at the wrong place, she'll bust it out.
Right, it's gone.
It's gone. And I was kept it, had my fingers crossed, and you know, after that first load, I had to go in there and rebuild that.
Yeah.
And put a board in there and nail up that thing. And I didn't know whether you were going to hold or not. And I just been keeping my fingers crossed, just hoping it would. Because that's a job, and I haven't got the lumber.
That's the high you can't afford to buy.
No.
I got one horse tied up in the backyard by to a tree. Got no place to put him, and I can't afford to buy the material to build the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him altered tomorrow, and then I guess I can run him loose. But I've got him tied up in the backyard to a tree. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he just comes that. A lot of things happen you never thought would happen.
And a lot of things have happened that I predicted that would happen and other people didn't think would happen, too.
What in particular?
Like I told Daddy in July. Daddy, you better sell them cows.
Yeah.
You're going to lose your shirt.
Yeah.
No, I said, I'm going to hold on to them.
Yeah. The price is so good, you're going to hold on to them.
Yeah. I had a man right here in Florida.
I remember you said so.
He would give him $6,500 for his cow.
Yeah.
And he'd be lucky now, right now, to get $4,000 out of it.
Well, that's not making money too fast.
He would give him $6,500, and he'd be lucky to get $4,000 for a mile. Very lucky. Plus, he's got all that feed and worry and aggravation in him.
Yeah. And he's still got the cattle.
Still got the cattle.
Yeah.
And he told me on the telephone the other night, he said, you know, I wish I'd have sold when you wanted me to. I said, well, other people wish the same thing, but they missed the boat.
Well, don't anybody listen to you, cousin?
Nobody. Not even my own kids don't listen to me.
Well, you know what happened to me. I would have kept them. All right. I've been having this kidney flare-ups, and I can't ride a tractor. I have to take that damn stuff. I couldn't get any custom for it. See, they won't do it for me. I don't stand in with them. I don't know them. See, I don't do business with them. I'm not blaming them. I called down there, and I'm going to get a little protein in between so the oats come in. I told you about that. said we got about the same thing we had last year. Well, I said last year I bought a little soybean meal to tide me over. Well, he says it would pay you probably this year to buy some cottonseed meal. Well, at that rate, I was sort of afraid to ask him to see what the price was. Well, I said just about what we figure I'd save. Well, the cottonseed meal is $10.90, and the other is $14.10. Well, I said the last I bought was $5.25. Well, he says, this is way down from what it was. It was $25. Well, I just about laid down the telephone, Cookie, right there.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, this little boy had been hanging around out there, and he could help me a little bit on machinery. Well, he sort of petered out, you see, and he was just coming and going, and I never got him to do much, you see, just a little bit. So I could just see it. I could just see it. It didn't have a thing to do with the price of cattle. Well, it did too with the price of feed. Everything that day just hit me. I called Bill Sneed up there and said to him, I sure wish you could take these animals and give them a good place to stay. Well, he says, I haven't had enough animals on my place. I'll come down there and look at them. Well, I said, you know, I quit registering. Some of them registered, and then I quit. Well, he says they're good animals. He came down here, Cookie, and they look just as good as they have ever looked.
Had the most beautiful day, Cookie. The sun was shining on the back basket, and they were the most beautiful animals.
You know, the light makes a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah. Yes, my friend.
Get that light on your side. Well, sir, he just looked at him and says, them's pretty animals. That's something Bill Sneed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, he's that Santa Fe man, you know.
Yeah.
He's used to good animals.
Well, he came on up here. I said, well, he says, what do you want for him? Well, I said, you see, I didn't have the fingers out here like that. I said, a man offered me $400 for the cows, but I hate to take that. Well, I could see that that helped me a little bit. But anyhow, as soon as Miss Dodd heard about it, she couldn't stand it. She's always like these cows. You see, they've been always a jump or two ahead of hers.
Yeah.
She's never had the grass. And furthermore, she ain't got the fence rows in the shade.
And she still ain't got the grass.
No. And they like fence rows, and they love to have them branches come down where they can scratch the back. Old 26 never walks under along that fence row where she don't go out of her way to walk under that oak limb to scratch her back. She's one of the old cows. That cat is mama.
Yeah.
And she couldn't stand it. She had made a lot of money. She had sold all her girl back when you were talking about at that high figure.
That's right.
And she got $500, $600, and $700 for cull cows.
Something like this
her cull.
Arthritic cow out here. She got $500 and $600.
That's right, yeah.
Well, not like that pay.
She had some this now here is she had some wasn't any better than this now here.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so you see, what was she had the money? So she just managed. I still was hoping Bill Sneed would take him. He had such good feed up there. Except I was afraid once he got up there, he'd start selling off a little batch here, a little batch there, see. You take that, and I've got with the big quarter when she pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't going to put up with a cow like that. But you see, I put up with it because ever since she started.
Well, she had one of the best calves you've ever had.
Yeah. Well, tell you, she, I don't know what Miss Dodd's going to do. I don't know what to tell you, cows. It ain't none of my business.
I told you what you did. I told you down there. I said, told you she paid $450 on. You said, was that with a calf? And I said, no.
That, well, that was the big cow. Did she pay that around for him?
Around. Weanly, she, $400 for the weanly. I could have got more than that for the weaning.
Hmm. You sure could have got a whole lot more for the bull.
But,
she got a bargain on him.
I never figured it up. I mean, I didn't. I knew I couldn't afford them. I've got more I can afford to keep now, but I can't afford to get rid of them, really. Of course, I don't know when I'm going to have to park that rig out there.
That's right.
I never know. I've got a 3/4 of a tank of gas now, and I don't know when I'll get another tank full.
That's right. How much can you get from Eddie?
Haven't been over there lately.
Well, it's out of your way.
It's completely out of my way. Completely out of my way. Of course, all my business is in Williston, High Springs, and up in there.
Yeah.
You mean you can't pull up and get a tank of gas?
Very few places. I pulled up a place yesterday up on Monty Oak Road. 10 gallons all right, selling.
What do you get out of the mileage?
7 miles a gallon.
That doesn't take you far, does it?
Sure don't. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, let me tell you what I was thinking about cooking. I don't want you all to... I don't like to think about you all not using this for the headquarters. And, you know, things ain't not going to be like this forever.
Oh, no, no.
And what I was going to say to you, I got this cattle money. I can, if you need the money, you see, I can, whatever you got in that place down there, see, I can pick that up for you and just keep it there. And then you got some machinery out there that, I don't know how much machinery you got out there. That fertilizer spreader, you see, you paid $200 for that. And, see, what I figured was, all this equipment here, you got to free yourself on this place. But once it gets off the place, it's just too damn much chance.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah.
But over here, hell, you can go over, you can take any of this stuff and turn handsprings with it, somersaults. I don't care what you do with it.
Well.
And after a while, you see, it looks like you're going to be able to take all that strip over there.
Well, I don't know, guy. What I'd like to do, and what I can do, is two different things. I've got me another little trailer, house trailer. About like this, and you got out here.
That's bigger than you need.
It's got, I mean, it's a lot better shape, a lot better condition than that Nova Yonder. But that Nova Yonder's good enough. And, I need to have someplace that I can call headquarters. But, I like it down here. Better than any place I've ever been. Right over yonder in that corner?
Yeah.
That's really something in it.
Right in that corner over there? I can come in there and lay down and go to sleep and just sleep like a baby.
You know, I tried to look through the fence there yesterday, and that kind of stuff is growed up. You can't see nothing in there.
That's right.
Unless you know it's there.
And, I like it over there, and I like to get things hooked up, but I'm just gonna lay it on the line to you, and I'm gonna shoot it straight. I've had so much on my mind, but this other deal that I've been working with,
yeah.
I've had to do it, and Helen and Laura did not make the money to help me. There was no other way but me get out and go get it. There was no other way but me to go get it. And I went and got it. There's been weeks that I ain't slept 12 hours in 1 week.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I'm to the point now where I can slow down. I'm going to slow down.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you.
I ain't got nothing pushing me now.
Let me tell you. It'll never happen again. We have never had better times out here than we have. When you always coming out there, this little sailor, and it was better when you went down there.
Okay.
That's the best time we have ever had out here.
Well, what I'd like to do, it don't make any difference to me. Of course, now, don't get me wrong, I still owe some money. I've got to go a little bit to make it. I've got to finish paying for my trailer. I ain't got it paid for. My big trailer. But I'm working on it. What I'd like to do, what I want to do, what I have wanted to do, but I've never been able. I love them workhorses. That's my pride. That is my pride.
Work and they ride.
I was offered $1,500 for them horses the other day and wouldn't take it.
I wouldn't doubt that. You get the right person. Anybody who knows what they're looking at.
Of course, now that was for the wagon, the harness, and the horses. Complete rig. I said no. But what I'd like to do, I've got the mowing machine out here. Got a plow. And it don't make no difference if gas does get rationed. I can cut hay. I can put hay up.
Yeah.
I can plow a garden spot. I've got them plowing so old. Rye.
I'd put you on your feet if you could do that for a month or two.
But there again, when I go out there and do stuff like that, about an hour a day until I get broke back in, get toughened into it,
yeah.
Is all I can stand.
You done too much sitting.
I've been setting 2 years. 2 years.
Well, I'm telling you, you really set solid time.
2 years.
You know, Cookie, I'm telling you something. It just gets like it is. And if you're possibly going to put that truck, you know, you might have to put that truck up. By George, we better hold on to this land.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, you know, Guy has said that you're the only person who's ever really helped him out here. The only one who's really helped him.
I haven't
done. And, you know, this land's just going to go if something doesn't happen to it.
I haven't done what I wanted to do. Every time, well, 4 years ago, we was getting things just a rolling and good shape.
Yeah, we were.
All right, I got my feet clipped out from under me.
That's you sure did.
Why your fault?
No, you didn't have anything
good. All right. I was just getting built back. Getting started back. 2 years ago, I got mowed down again.
I don't know how you came back.
I got mowed right off my feet, put in that hospital down there. And I'm not 1/4 the man I was then. Not 1/4.
That takes it out of you.
I weigh 111 pounds right now. But what I like to do, what I want to do, I mean, I haven't given up hope. But things got so tight with me. I'm not joking. I couldn't afford to keep two places operating.
No.
I couldn't do it.
That was a great relief when you made your headquarters over there with Jack.
Yeah, because...
Cut out all that, so much travel.
That's right. And, but... I'm gonna... Me and Jack can't carry on like this forever. Because he's gonna get too big for me.
Oh, you think so?
That's right. He's going to be too big for me. I just can't do it.
Oh, you mean you have more than you can do?
Yeah, more than I can do. And I can't afford to get out here and push and drive and do like I did the week before last. I don't know whether you heard about that or not.
No.
I had to call and have him come and get me.
You had what?
I had to call and have Frank come and get me in St. Cloud.
St. Cloud?
St. Cloud, where?
Florida, that's way down below Orlando.
Oh.
I called Hamilton and I just got the week, couldn't drive.
Oh, you did?
So I called, they come and got me.
You just pushed and you couldn't push
anymore? I pushed out. But I did have sense enough to call home and get someone to come get me. And I'm going to put that.
Well, you can't.
I don't have to. But I was driving. To get this dreadful burden off my shoulders. Well, now, if I can just hold out till I can get this other burden off my back, this trailer, I'll be even with the world. I won't owe nobody nothing. I'll be all right. See, I've got my Social Security cut off. I've got my VA cut off. I don't get nothing from nobody. Only thing I get is what I get out here running up and down the road and make.
That's
right.
Well, how'd you get your VA cut off?
Well, hell, made too much money.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I mean, we're not niggers.
Yeah.
We didn't have to be on welfare, so therefore, she made enough money that we couldn't get on welfare, so by golly, they cut us off, cut me off.
And they cut the Social Security off, or you paid half of what you make over it. I know that.
So, I don't get nothing from nobody. What I make, what money I get, I make it. hauling cattle, horse trading, and so forth. Because Helen will tell you this, and the law will tell you this. In the past year, they haven't given me $20. They haven't given me $20. I made it. Paid my bills. Paid my way on the road. Bought that truck out there and paid for it. That truck's mine. It's paid for.
Idea how much you can get them for. That gooseneck trailer.
That cost around $2,800.
Yeah. I figured at least that.
That's right. Dude, let's walk up there and pay cash for one, cost you about $2,800.
Well, now, when you got this one, it was in pretty good shape.
It was in good shape. But I put I'd say 45,000 miles on since I got it. I put it up and down the road.
Yeah. Well, it ain't going to wear out on you.
No, I keep it up. I keep it in good shape. I've took 18,300 pounds from here to Linden, Alabama in it. That's 9 tons. Right. That's a half a semi load, and I pulled it with a little old half ton pickup.
That's 7 miles an hour.
That's right. That's a half of a semi load, practically. See, 20 ton is a semi load. And I took 9 ton and just kept on going.
Well, you've got good brakes.
Yeah.
And them 4 wheels back there will keep that trailer off of you.
That's right. And I've got separate control on it. I've got a hand control and a foot control. I ain't gonna be without.
No, you don't want to wind up like that.
As long as I've got juice in my battery, I've got brakes on my trailer. If my other brakes go. Because they're electric on the trailer. And it costs money to keep that up, keep all that stuff up. But, like I say, I'm going to slow down. We'll have to if I keep living.
Yeah. You just fella can wear out. How does Jack get into so much cooking? He works full time up there on the campus, and he goes, when I knew him, all he did was work with them sheep thing. Now
yeah.
He goes several places up there.
Yeah, he's affiliated with beef research. Hogs, horses, and the sheep.
He makes enough up there. He don't actually need to do all this stuff.
No, he don't. Every 2 weeks, I saw his check. Every 2 weeks, it's a little better than $500. That's what they get done scratching in it.
But all that is just sort of.
That's pocket change for Jack.
Well, now, how does he keep all this other sweaters? But he just buys and sells.
Yeah.
He goes up there and buys.
Yeah, he bought four or five head of horses yesterday. Now, but he ain't got two of them left.
And what does he do? He holds on to them to get the load?
No. He bought four or five head of her yesterday to sell them in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Brought them back home. And he'll get out there and sell them in the country, like I do.
Oh, he does.
I bet he ain't got two of them, two horses left over there.
And he just gets out like you do.
That's right. Of evenings and Saturdays and Sundays. That man don't know when Sunday comes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, now he's bound to know a little bit about animals, too.
He does. He knows his horses.
Well, where did he find out about that? He brought up the horses?
Oh, yeah. He's tied a mule many a day.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where he's brought up over there?
Yeah. See, his mother lives right about 4 miles from him.
So he's just an old cracker, really.
That's right, yeah.
I guess he's proud of it.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going against his wheat raising.
No. Well, he's got two brothers that don't do nothing but farm.
Over there?
Yeah. They don't know how many cows they got.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's right. Let's see. Thursday evening, I hauled cows for one of his brothers, hauled two loads. And about 3 hours, they done the loading, unloading. I just used my truck. And I hauled them about 4 miles. Made a $20 bill. Didn't use 3 gallons of gas.
And they done the work.
And they done the work, and I made $20.
Just right there in the neighborhood.
Right there at home. But I've got two loads to haul in the morning. And that is it. I don't know when I'll haul another load. I've got none booked. None at all.
You're afraid to book?
No, I'm not afraid to. I just ain't got it. They're just not moving them. Normally, I'd done booked the load for Tampa. But I have nothing booked at all for Tampa or Georgia this week.
You mean things slowing up?
They are just about to stop. They're just about to stop.
Well, by then, you're getting paid up just about the right time, aren't you?
Just about.
Well,
it's just about to stop. Yeah. Now, last week, I'd already scheduled a load for Tampa. I'd already scheduled a load for Quitman, Georgia. I'd already had that scheduled, I mean, 3 or 4 days ahead of time.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I've got nothing. I've got two loads in the morning. I'll be done by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
What's the market doing up here?
Very little.
You just don't have the buyers?
No, and they don't have the livestock.
They're not bringing them in?
No. They've laid them in so high. When they bought them so high. Now then, when they sell them, they lose money. Just like Daddy. Daddy could have made some money in July. If he was to sell now, he'd lose money.
And that's what's holding up people now.
That's right.
They just can't face that losing.
That's right. He's going to, it's like Daddy. Now, he's got to feed his through the winter. He's going to feed him through the winter and try to come out in the spring. But he's just going to lose the rest of his feed because he ain't coming out.
things just not going to pick up that much.
No, sir. No, sir. They're not.
Well, now, you see, you are out there on the road, and you get out there where all these people are, and you don't have to listen to the evening news.
No, because I get a straight hand.
You get it right straight.
That's right.
Before it gets on the news.
But I don't know what to do. Really and truly, I just don't know what to do. On my horses, I've got four horses. And you saw the kid's little pony. Little black pony.
Yeah.
Backyard pet.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna sell it. They think too much of it.
Yeah.
And she ain't no problem. She don't eat that much feed in a day.
Yeah. Some of them like that.
But I'm gonna have to, I've got to do something. I've got to put my horses somewhere. Because I don't think I can.
That's just too much coming out of the pocketbook.
That's too much coming out of my pocketbook.
Well, now let me tell you something. I don't know what I'm going to do with this place. I'm not going to get people in here that harass me, you see.
Yeah.
I'll just let it set.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there to eat now. And, this last year, this season last year, was worse than any we ever had as far as that hay goes. I had grass out there. Let me tell you, Cookie, I have found out that this Bahia grass is good way after it's prime. It can be out there, look like it's dry, it's gone. And it's still got juice in it.
Yeah.
And if you can take it up, but I couldn't take it up. I had, right out there where these horses were, I could have got 200-300 bales of good stuff. Well, not good, but
medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I got in there, and kept having them damn little old grass strains.
Yeah, just not yet.
Yeah. Well, now, your friend up there, Booker, you see, he gets on the horse and goes along. He could got any, he can get anything out. But I ain't like him. What's his name?
Up there at Guy Duggar?
Yeah, Guy Duggar.
Yeah.
See?
Well,
I'd love to live close to somebody like that. I'd just love to watch him perform. I sure would.
I called him the other day. I was going to buy some hay, but he ain't got nothing to sell. And when you do find it, it's going to cost me $2 a bale.
Yeah.
Right. But now you take 100 pounds of bran, 100 pounds of sweet pea, and 100 pounds of oats. Cost me around $20. And them horses eat that in a week.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go out there. What did Jackie say?
He gets his hay from the university. One of his brothers, cuts the university's hay by contract and takes pay in hay. Well, Jack gets half of what his brother gets for getting him to jump.
So he gets enough sort of send through?
That's right. Of course, now he bought 75 bale in Alabama. Well, he bought 50 bale in Alabama about 3 weeks ago. And he just ain't gonna have none to let go. See, he's got 2 studs that he's feeding up, and he's got 2 cow horses that he's got up in the barn and stall feeding them.
They take it.
That's right. He's got 4 head of horses that he is stall feeding. Well, I might as well be stall feeding mine because they ain't got nothing to eat but sand.
Yeah.
There is nothing out back on that 4 acres for my horses to even nibble at.
I wish I could
have
got in some oats this year. I sure
hate
to see that go by.
Well, I've been thinking about if I could...
It ain't too late to put it in now. No. Right over here, that field over there just needs plowing the worst in the world. It just ain't any good.
What, that hill up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of good ground up there.
See, we plowed the bottom of it.
That's all.
Now, that top needs to be plowed up.
Oh, yes. 5 acres anyhow over there.
And what it needs to be done just needs to be turned over.
That's right.
And smoothed down.
Lightly.
Let it come on back. Cut it up and let it come on back.
Yeah.
Like we did this over here.
Yeah.
But
that custom rig does it so much easier and nicer than we can do it.
That's right. But
that
you can't get them for 5 acres.
Well, I don't know why you couldn't if you pay them.
It takes them longer to get set up and does to do it. And they don't like that.
Well, you can pay them for the trouble and still come out.
I don't know whether I could or not.
I don't know. I know I couldn't because I tried. I didn't try this year.
What I'd like to do, though, is do it myself. I like to do things myself. If other men can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. No, golly, a cookie can sit on a tractor. A guy can't sit on a tractor.
It's just a pleasure to do it, you know.
Yeah, I can sit on a tractor.
And this cookie can sit on a tractor. Look like between the two of you.
Well, that's...
this Brown over here, you ought not to go begging cookie for
if I had those up there, I'd still have them cows. I don't care what the price of cows was. I'd still have them.
I don't know.
You got
more out of them then than you could get now.
You see, we was just getting a herd, Cookie. Enough of them. You know how many there was? Next year there would be around 35 of them to breed. Well, now that's if you got 35 good cows.
The answer to that one, yeah.
Some of these weren't producing.
Yeah.
Hello? Who is it you want? No? Want this 1512? John Mercy.
Well, I'll tell you, guy, I'm serious. I'm honest in my opinion. That was the wisest move that you ever made.
At this time.
That was the wisest move that you ever made. This time next year,
I'm back.
You will buy them back for 1/3 of what you got out of it.
You think so, sir?
I know so. You could buy them back next week, next month, for half. because a man offered to sell me 3 Black Angus cows and calves last week for $280 a pair. I'm afraid of them. They wouldn't have brought me out.
Well, let me tell you. If you fix like God does it, and you've got the equipment to work with, and you can get up and get it, we used to say. Now you see, that's the one thing I haven't got. If you can just not sit around and talk about it, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You can make out just about anything, could you?
Well, I tell you what I'd like to do, if I can get off this hump that I'm on. If I could go out and make another $300 or $400 right quick, I'd be all right. I mean, just go out and make it. No sweat. With what I've got, I'd be on top. I wouldn't have to run up and down the road. Like I want to have to, till I get it made.
You have some more coffee with your meal, Cookie?
Yeah. And, I like to come down here and take my truck, my horses. Clean up these fields, get them all cleaned up again, cut fence rows cut out a little bit closer,
yeah.
Fix a little fence, and cut some hay.
Yeah.
Instead of letting them eat it off, cut it up and sell it. Because let me tell you, if we had 4,000 or 5,000 bales of hay right now, we would have some money.
Ooh, wouldn't you?
Believe me, we'd have some money.
The gas man was in here. That wasn't this year, that was last year. What was that? I was feeding. No, that was last spring. And I had just, I thought I had so much of that old trash. He said, that was fair hay though compared to this. And I'd put it out so fast, I was running out. And he brought me that little gas one day, and he'd come in here with a bill, and he said he was in a hurry. He couldn't have time set. Well, I says, all right. You may not have time set, but you're in good shape. I'm the one that's in bad shape. I'm out of hay. And, you know, he picked that up. And it'd been on his mind. And what he does, he'd go all over this country, you see.
Yeah.
Why, he knows this country, Cookie. And he knows all these little side roads and the lanes and old turpentine. And what he been doing, he been watching all these good pastures being cut up into trailer lots.
Yeah.
And that's where your hay's gone.
That's right.
That's what was on his mind, you see. And he don't consume any hay. He's not in the market for hay. He's selling gas for cooking.
He's after the money.
Yes, but he noticed what's going on, you see. And furthermore, a fellow who wants a little piece of land can't get it anymore.
That's right.
So that pinches him. That
oh,
pinches
yeah.
him. Well, I'm ready to eat a little bit
today. Well,
can
you eat a little lettuce?
No, I don't care
about that. I've forgotten how to eat my lettuce. Now you just pick that chicken up and eat it with your fingers. Well, I tell you, it's a shame that this land is here now.
And I'll tell you, say, I've not been physically able to do anything about it.
I know it.
I'm hoping to get back on my feet, but I don't know.
And that's the problem. That's one of your big problems, isn't it, Cookie?
Right.
Well, we know that. And that's why we...
But I don't know. If I was to get a call, I don't know whether I'd get enough gas to make a difference.
Well, that's what you got to consider.
I just don't know whether I can get enough gas to make a trip or not.
Maybe it's cut something. Now that is a, you never thought it'd come to that.
No, sir.
Mm-mm. You got some on that one.
Here.
I'd be glad to have a little of this food.
That's the first I've eaten all day.
Well, you know what time we eat, and you know you know about what you find here for the stuff.
Nothing like at your house, but...
No, nothing like over there.
That's the first I've eaten all day. But, I tell you, I've been running up and down these roads and everything. And don't get hungry. I don't eat.
No, you get, that's where you get. You get so you just snack.
Yeah. Get me a cup of coffee and a candy bar, and then I'm good for another 12, 15 hours. Just keep on going. I mean, that ain't no food.
Rice tastes good for days. Haven't had it in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got in that bread.
But that's good bread.
Mm. Alan baked some biscuits on that wood stove the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Springer and Hawthorne had it, and she wanted to sell it, and I went and bought it.
Oh, that's better than buying it from old man Thrasher, isn't it?
I gave him $35 for it. And he wanted, for a new one like it, he wanted, I think it was 100 and something, 125.
Pretty fair shape.
Yeah.
Good and new.
It's usable. No, it ain't good as new, but it's usable. I bet Helen's got a fire in it right now.
You know what we used to do with the stoves? We always doctored them. When we get through with them in the spring, we'd put that old, what do you call it, that old stove black?
Right.
And cut out on that rust.
Yeah.
And you'd also clean them.
Yeah. Now, Helen, she takes some. She's taking bacon grease and a polish and clean it up with it. After you do that first, then you put the stove back on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that Sunday we were over there, Helen said to me, to Phil, and I at least, married now, you know. And she said, he's out of state and they go back to West Virginia. I just couldn't believe it. It's just almost past belief that a man, you see, with his ailment, was down here in the sunshine, where he gonna find relief, if he ever had any relief, going back up there to them damn valleys and stuff in West Virginia.
But he went right back up there in the same hole, in the same house, that put them where they're at. Now, she didn't want to go.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Well, Kirby, she can't even wait on herself. She can't cook.
No. They're in critical condition. But he had it in his mind to go home.
You think he would try to stay?
I don't know. They need to call me. And I told him so. I said, don't call me. Mm-hmm. And Helen told him. She said, now, Daddy, don't call me. Come and get you.
He was just so unreasonable.
He's so unreasonable. So contrary. And nobody could satisfy that man. I mean, nobody.
Well, I didn't listen to him. He was telling us he needed some people to come in there and visit with him. You kept telling us that.
Well, I don't know what happened. Just everything in the world happened to us over here. We didn't get off the place.
Well.
But he said he never felt that he hadn't felt that good in a long, long time.
That's right.
Well, as far along as he was when he come down here, looks like he'd remember that.
Now, I don't know what my way.
Too bad they couldn't have had a little place, you know, by themselves.
I offered to put them in a trailer. I don't know how I'd have done it, but I offered to do it. They didn't want. They couldn't take care of themselves, he said. Yet he could go back up the country and take care of himself. That I just didn't understand. I told Helen I didn't. And she didn't understand it.
Well, I figured they can't work things out with Leo and Helen.
They hard to work out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now, he didn't like it because I had to stay gone all the time. He couldn't understand why I had to pay that ungodly debt when it was a just debt, and he couldn't understand why I had to pay it. He thought because I'd been in the hospital like I had that I didn't have to pay nobody nothing.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a just debt, and I had to pay it.
And what a whopper it was.
Unpaid.
Well.
But I ain't got nothing.
Well, could it look like to me that ought to be a great celebration.
Yeah, you got it paid, but you're still just even bored.
I still ain't got nothing.
Nobody else could have done it like you did, I don't believe.
Well, let me tell you, I think think of that so often. Even back in the '50s, you see, when we were still down there and up there in that country. If anybody was to tell us, was to have told us that things like this gonna happen, we'd think that they was plumb idiots.
That's right.
And it just keeps on happening. More and more.
Faye, undoubtedly, that's the best cabbage I ever eat. How'd you fix it?
Well, I thought I cooked it a little too much. I got plenty. I'll give you some more.
Give me
some more.
That's all I need, right here.
Are you sure?
That's all I need. You pressure cook that?
Mm-hmm. And all it's got seasoning is just a little vegetable oil and salt and pepper. There's more of everything except the chicken. And you're at home and all you have to do is ask.
I know. Now if I can get squared around here where I can get the money. My whole desire is to get back in here.
You don't, you think that's going to be safe down there? With you out here no more than you are?
Yeah.
I don't know, somehow I'd be tempted just to pull it up here if we get back over here a little bit more.
That old colored fellow down there is then Mr. Pearson. Is it up through the woods? I can go down there. I can pull in there tonight, and I'll guarantee you'd be down there at the flashlight.
Is that right?
That's right.
Pearson?
Yes, sir. Did they try to steal my horses, and I had the sheriff down there?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody goes in there hardly without he knows it.
Is that right?
That's right. And see, I've got the sheriff. Now, they patrol that every night.
Hmm.
They sure do. They tried to steal my horse, and I caught them red-handed out there in that field. Now, the Devil Sheriff patrolled that every night. And if you don't think so, ask Frank. He'll tell you.
That was the night Bessie died.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, if you don't think he patrolled it, you ask Frank.
Yeah.
Because he knows.
They called me one night. I did. They caught Frank down there. And Frank had left his wallet and everything at home. He didn't have no idea at all. They carried him in. Yeah. Frank was in the trailer, see? He knew how to get in. He had the key to get in. Yes, my brother. Oh, Deputy didn't take no for an answer. He put him in the car and took him in. Yeah.
Hey, that chicken tastes pretty good.
Because you're hungry. Do you like little sweet potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some sweet potatoes?
Put it on a few.
First.
Let me tell you, let them stay long enough to warm through.
He likes them for dessert, but you and I can eat a cookie.
No, I don't really want to.
Sweet potatoes
and
I'll
have a cookie then. $1.25. If I help a dollar 25 cents, you ought to get enough cash.
Give a horse.
Give a horse. What do people use castor oil for?
Now? They used to use it for a laxative. I don't know what they use it for now.
Well, what else they use it for?
I don't know.
I've been putting it on my foot.
Yeah?
Corn. Not corn, but cow.
Yeah?
That's what they ought to want. And it's, it does better than any of that other oil. I don't know why. I didn't realize it had any oil to put.
The guy was just talking about his foot over there that day. And, what is their last name?
Coger.
Coger. Miss Coger said, I didn't think she was even listening, you know, how she pulls her head down sometimes. I didn't think she was even listening, and she said, yeah, I was talking to Helen over across the room, and she said, all you need is some castor oil. I liked her, you know.
Then the channel to right, channel the visit with Cookie. This Sunday, the 16th of December, 7-3, the end of channel 2 right, and a continuation. This is a continuation of the visit with Cookie, the end of channel 2 right. This Sunday, the 16th of December, 7-3.